This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast for Wednesday, April 12th. I'm Curtis Fox. Every Wednesday this month on the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, we're featuring translations from the April issue of Poetry Magazine. The entire issue of the magazine is dedicated to translation and includes a strange, chilling poem by Bertolt Brecht that I'm going to play for you in just a minute. Brecht is chiefly thought of as a dramatist. Mother Courage and Her Children, Galileo, The Caucasian Chalk Circle. Plays like these established Brecht as one of the greats of 20th century theater. But he was also an important poet, according to translator Michael Hoffman.
I think he's one of the very best. I think he's had a hard time in Germany because the Germany that he threw in his lot with was East Germany, and East Germany is perceived to have lost. And so he's lost status along with East Germany, where he was really the state poet. But that said, I mean, he will be understood to be, you know, him and Gottfried Benn, who both died in 1956, were the, after Rilke, the outstanding poets in German.
The poem we're about to hear was written years before Brecht became a communist. He wrote it in April of 1922, in the early days of the wild and crazy Weimar period. Brecht was just 24 years old, and he was traveling on a night train from Berlin to Munich. As Michael Hoffman says, for such a young man, or a person of any age, really, it's a remarkably original piece.
It almost seems to me the kind of poem where you want to express everything about yourself and your life and your outlook, really, in 30 or 40 lines.
It's Brecht's outlook in those 30 or 40 lines that makes the poem so chilling.
He's very cynical, and nobody catches him out, and he is never taken by surprise by anything. And he's a kind of creature that has a good chance of surviving in very bad times. He writes as if he were a follower of Genghis Khan, so he comes from nowhere, he is going to nowhere, he is nothing.
The poem is called Of Poor B.B., B.B. being Brecht's initials. One thing you should know is that at the very end of the poem, when he says he won't let his Virginia go bitter, he's talking about tobacco. The reader is Michael Stuhlbarg.
Of Poor B.B., by Bertolt Brecht. I, Bertolt Brecht, come from the Black Forests. My mother carried me into the cities when I was in her belly, and the chill of the forests will be in me till my dying day. The asphalt city is my home, furnished from the outset with every sacramental perquisite, with newspapers and tobacco and brandy. Distrustful and idle and contented to the end. I am friendly to people. I put on a top hat because that's what they do. I tell myself they are animals with a particular smell, and I tell myself, what of it, so am I. In the morning, I like to set a woman or two in my empty rocking chairs, and I look at them insouciantly, and I say to them, in me you have someone on whom there is no relying. Towards evening it's men I gather round about me, and we address our company as gentlemen. They park their feet on my table and say, things are looking up. And I don't ask, when? In the grey pre-dawn the pine trees micturate, and their parasites, the birds, start to bawl. At that hour I empty my glass in the city and throw away my cigar end and worriedly go to sleep. We have settled, a whimsical tribe, in dwellings it pleased us to think of as indestructible. In the same spirit we built the tall constructions on the island of Manhattan and the thin antennae that underwire the Atlantic Ocean. Of these cities there will remain only what passed through them, the wind. The house makes glad the eater. He polishes it off. We know we are provisional, and that after us will come, really, nothing worth mentioning. In the coming earthquakes, I trust I will not let my Virginia go bitter on me. I, Bertolt Brecht, removed to the asphalt cities from the black forests in my mother in the early times.
Michael Stuhlbarg reading Of Poor B.B. by Bertolt Brecht in a translation by Michael Hoffman. When Brecht wrote that poem, he had not yet been to the United States and seen New York. So what to make of this passage? It's hard not to think of it as a premonition of September 11th.
We have settled, a whimsical tribe, in dwellings it pleased us to think of as indestructible. In the same spirit we built the tall constructions on the island of Manhattan and the thin antennae that underwire the Atlantic Ocean. Of these cities there will remain only what passed through them, the wind.
The pretension of these buildings, or of the Marconi telegraph wire that went under the Atlantic,
mm-hmm.
He would have seen that all as, you know, in an almost sort of early Christian way, almost, as a vanity.
So there we have Brecht, the atheist and future communist, writing in a biblical tone. I asked Michael Hoffman what argument the poem was making. What case is Brecht making for himself, for poor B.B.?
There is just the hope or the trust in his, I would say, to use an odd word, in his comportment. I mean, that he will not be fazed, not lose his cool, not panic, not do anything sort of ugly or unstylish. And that's the creed of the poem. Not let his Virginia go out.
Yeah, it's almost as if he has a very cool posture.
It's not going to be ruffled
by horrible circumstance.
That's it. And the worst thing he could do, I mean, it's almost, in that way, it seems almost like a British poem or something. The worst thing he could do would be, you know, a kind of lapse of style or a little, you know, a little scream or something.
Yeah.
He's not going to be fazed.
Mm-hmm. How difficult was this poem to translate?
Well, the thing I'm sort of slightly guilty about is giving him long words, which is something that, I mean, it's not his style. He doesn't have long style or sort of Latinish style. The most egregious thing, he has the pissen, which is the pine tree's piss, and I had micturate.
In the gray pre-dawn, the pine trees micturate, and their parasites, the birds, start to bawl.
Yeah, I had to look that word up to figure out what the...
So, which for me sort of slightly goes with parasite, but... You look for a living language, I think, or a language that you, translating, feel easy with.
Michael Hoffman, whose translation of Brecht's poem is in the current issue of Poetry Magazine. Tomorrow on the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, the late June Jordan goes toe-to-toe with Eminem.
I'm Slim Lady, the real Slim Lady. All the underage ladies just trying to page me. But I'm Slim Lady, the real Slim Lady, and I will stand up. I will stand up.
If you're enjoying this podcast, please take the time to review it in iTunes or in your favorite podcast directory. And also, we'd love to hear from you directly. You can email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org, or you can call and leave a message at 718-857-1821. Visit poetryfoundation.org for more audio, more poems, more of everything related to poetry. The music used in this podcast comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.